If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Good evening, Dan Geyer. How are you, Dan?
Doing fine, Mr. Records Landecker. How are you doing?
Just fine. Dan, an old friend of mine, and we're all acquainted with him. He's a film critic West for the Daily Herald, and now is, what are you, emeritus? No.
Well, I'm just a freelancer now. I used to be full-time, and yeah. I'm down just a freelancer.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm still with the Daily Herald.
But you know what? That doesn't mean that you don't know movies. Just because you go from, you know, into a freelance scenario, you still have all that great knowledge and your ability to, unequaled ability to assess the cinema on the screen and therefore come forth with a few extremely observant observations, whatever that means.
Sounds very professorial. But you know, when I was working full time at the Daily Herald, that didn't guarantee I knew anything about movies either.
Well, let's get to James Bond. What is this called again? No Time to Die?
No Time to Die.
No Time to Die. The last Bond film with Daniel Craig. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right.
Number five for him.
Okay.
He's getting just, you know, he was 38 when he started the Bond films, and it's been since 2006. So
wow.
He's trying to outdo Roger Moore, be the oldest guy to ever play Bond. I think Roger Moore was 57 by the time he retired from his License to Kill. So, anyway, but so the movie has been, of course, not controversial, but something of a victim of the COVID-19, because this thing was supposed to come out more than a year ago.
Yeah.
And kept getting bumped back and bumped back and bumped back. And this is no small matter, John, when you consider that the producers of the film were paying roughly $1 million a month in interest on all the money they had tied up in this production.
Oh, my gosh.
So every month that they waited and they postponed the movie was costing them a cool million. So
wow.
Now, here's my theory. My theory is that they knew that they thought, and they were pretty sure they had a really good movie on their hands. Because if this had been something like Quantum of Solace, the disappointing second Daniel Craig movie, then they probably would have gone straight into streaming or something like that, gone on Hulu or Netflix or something. But they held fast and said, no, this film has got to be experienced in a theater. And that is the only place you're going to be able to see it when it opens this Friday.
Dan, that is an amazing fact about the paying of the interest. Did you say $1 million?
They added $20 to $25 million to the budget.
Gosh.
Just by waiting for the opportunity to get a good date that they thought the public would feel safe enough to come out to see the film.
Man, oh man! Well, as you say, they must have believed in the movie. They must have believed that it was a good film. Is it?
Well, I'm going to put it this way. It's a 2.5-star movie with a 3.5-star performance by Daniel Craig.
No kidding.
So I rounded it out to 3 stars. You know, give a half a star, give a half a star.
Yeah.
So I made it 3. This is a magnificent performance by Daniel Craig, who takes the character of James Bond to where it really has never been in the entire 25-film series so far. This is as close as Bond gets to becoming practically Shakespearean. He's a tormented soul, John, and I know you being in radio, you're familiar with tormented souls.
And that's how I make my living.
he's fulfilled with regret. He's got second-guessing himself. He's not the cocksure, and I didn't mean that as a pun, young agent that he has been and portrayed in earlier films. It's a love story. It's an action film. It's different. And this is probably going to split between the Bond aficionados who might object to a few of the liberties that this film takes. because this really tries to become the Gone with the Wind of James Bond movies.
Wow.
2 hours and 43 minutes.
Wait a minute. 2 hours and 43 minutes?
Yes. There are people in my age group that just can't last that long, buddy.
You know, I was thinking about it because I had, you know, it's been everywhere, and I had heard that Daniel Craig's performance was fantastic. But I was thinking to myself, how there have been so many Bond movies. How many plots are there? You know what I mean? How many Bond stories can you possibly tell? I mean, you know he's going to be chasing after bad guys. He's 007, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's probably what your 2.5 star, but if his performance is that great, man, I got to see this. I mean,
well, and you're right about it. I mean, what is the plot boil? And by the way, John, just to assure your listeners, you are, my friends, you're in good hands between John and myself, because we, of course, now John is a former member of the Chicago Film Critics Association. Did you ever tell anybody that?
Not here at WGN, but I love doing it.
Well, and we have a critic's credo, which is you don't ruin the experience for the audience by giving out too much information.
Oh, no, not at all. I don't want that.
So we're not going to go there. But,
yes.
But you're right. It's a 2.5 star. And you're absolutely correct. There's nothing new with the plot. In this case, you've got Bond going after Spectre. That's, of course, the bad
right.
guy organization.
Yeah.
And they have devised, I'm making this simple, they devised a nanobot. a nanobot process of little microorganisms, little micro machines
yes.
that can create a DNA virus kind of thing that kills people, and it can be communicated like a regular virus. But it's DNA created by these little nanobots. Now
wow.
that sounds cool. But it's basically the bad guy's got a hold of a virus. They're going to try and take over the world with it.
Yeah.
So this is the exact same plot that happened in Honor Majesty's Secret
yeah,
Service back
yeah,
in 1969.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it, of course, has been the plot of many other movies and TV shows,
absolutely.
Too.
Well, Dan?
There's nothing new on that.
Dan, I want to thank you for coming on. You have really stoked my interest. And I know that you're holding back some information that I would, under normal situations, probably ask you about, but I won't, because.
Well, you can ask.
No, no, but you won't say anything. But also, I'm not going to bother with that.
Oh, okay,
all right.
But that's the plot, and I can reveal a few details that don't ruin anything. There is a new 007 on the horizon.
Yeah, I know. That was one of the things I was going to ask you.
Yes, they have another MI6 agent who is a gorgeous, I mean, as far as, you know, British Secret Service, you know, civil servants are, which is really what spies are. But there's a woman who plays the new 007.
Okay, well, let's leave it
James
there.
James Bond has retired.
Let's leave it there. Dan?
Okay, and so she has taken over. But now, if you think that this means that she's going to become the new James Bond.
Uh-huh.
There are things in the story that say, no, that's just not going to happen.
All right. Well, let's stop now then. Don't
okay.
say no more. Thank you for being on, Dan.